This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know the importance of remodeling your prayers. Recently, I attended a small women's retreat and I was reminded of this very idea. Imagine you're watching HGTV and you see the before and after images of a house that's been remodeled. Sometimes I look at my life through a before and after lens to see where I've evolved in some ways and where my work lies in other areas. For example, I can remember the days when my prayers were very me-centered. I would get on my knees and would sometimes even pull out a writing pad to put my prayer request in writing just in case God missed my verbal request. I was so absorbed in my own needs when I prayed this way. I spoke my prayer request as if I was rattling off my Christmas wish list. The tone of these prayers was always me, me, me. And while the scriptures such as Mark 11:24 teaches us, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you, they also teach us that we should continually mature in our spiritual walk. I have since learned the importance of kneeling before God and worshiping who He is before I engage in any type of request. I've also learned to pray for others more and to give thanks before asking. What is the before and after picture of your prayer life? Can you see how it has evolved over the years? As you think about that, remember these words: continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Colossians 4:2. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Boost Blessings and subscribe to the Boost Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, go deeper in prayer.